Malka.
Good evening. Good evening, Malka. We are, you're the only one.
Hello?
Do you want to start or do you want to wait?
We'll wait.
Okay.
We can wait. Okay. Brandella.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will start. We're in section 40. We're in section 42 of the Zohar, Parashah Noach, the Sulam commentary. We're at verse 356. We'll start with the Lashon Yehud.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that says that the evil side was weakened by the Ephraim's, by the sons of Ephraim. So are you saying that the bones stood up? With just bones or with flesh on them?
If you read the story in Ezekiel, it talks about the bones, the valley of the bones, and those bones were resurrected in his image, in the dream that he had or the prophecy that he had. And that process of resurrecting those bodies is what destroyed Nebuchadnezzar's idol. It weakened the other side. Because obviously if you resurrect something that was part of the negative system, it's no longer part of the negative system. And that by separating out the holiness from the negative system, that's what weakens it.
So this was a meditation?
Well, Ezekiel had a prophecy. Prophecies are always done in what we would call today meditations. The mechanism of prophecy is done within the mind of the prophet. And so we would call that a meditation.
Okay, so he's talking about, so I think I'm kind of putting the puzzle together. So Ezekiel was talking about in the resurrection of the of the souls of the body, which the body helps the soul do mikvah. So I'm thinking that the body has a part in that because of the mikvahs that they both share. And so he's talking about the future. He's talking about the future events that will happen, the end of time, where it also states that Ephraim will be the tribe. Not quite sure how it's stated, but Ephraim is going to be resurrected with Judah. The two sticks will come together, basically, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
That's correct. That's another prophecy.
Okay. So is this what we're studying tonight? Is that what's portrayed here?
That's what the verse in the Zohar is explaining and giving us hints as to. Everything is based on consciousness. So Ephraim had a vision, a meditation, where the bones stood up and were resurrected.
Okay.
But we're talking about the end of times when those bones will be resurrected.
Right.
So the hint in this pasuk is you don't have to have the resurrection of the dead. You just have to have the consciousness of the resurrection of the dead.
Okay.
Everything flows from consciousness.
Right, right. So basically it's saying that Ephraim, the right side will defeat the left side. The light will defeat the darkness, basically.
Yes.
That's when it says it will weaken it. Okay.
That is the prophecy. The light will defeat the dark. Another way of saying that is the light will fulfill the dark. The dark is the vessel, the light is the fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go on?
For me, yes, sir. Brandy?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
You want him to go on?
Go on. Uh-huh.
Okay. Verse 357, as in the Magnum. Yadu kol amin. De Alma, the late Eloha, Barka, Kucho, Kucha, Barihu, Bilhodo, the two de eat Kadash, Shemea, Al Yada, Dehananya, Mishael, the Azaria, the Kola, Behad, Yoma. The Ad Kati, the Hik Dishu, Et Kut Kadosh, Yako, the Gomer, Akan, Sitre, Torah. Then all the peoples of the world realize that there is no Eloha besides the Holy One, blessed be He. Not only that, but His name is sanctified by Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, because of whom the power of the other side was broken, and all these events occurred in one day. Therefore it says, they shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob. Because these three events, the resurrection of the dead that Ezekiel performed, the sanctification of the Holy Name by Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and the shattering of the idol of Nebuchadnezzar, all occurred in a single day. Six miracles occurred in that one day. That's the end of the Sitrei Torah, the deep levels of the Torah that we've been studying for a number of verses.
Wow.
Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, I get the first one. Okay, we just discussed. The second one are the group of angels that will kadosh, that sing, that kadosh his name, bless his name, sanctify his name. And the third one
those three were prophets who are written about in the book of Daniel.
Okay. So, but you said there were six miracles.
Well, it does say there are six miracles.
So we talked about three, unless you add those individuals separately. So where's the other three? Or am I missing something?
I think if we don't have that answered in the next few verses, we can come back to this and I'll explain it. But I think they're going to be made much clearer in the next few verses.
Okay.
I haven't read ahead, so I don't really know for sure, but that's my sense.
I don't read ahead either, so. Okay. I have a question.
Go ahead,
Brandy. For us to leave Egypt, it took seven plagues. So that's seven acts. For this part, it took six. So does it always take between six and seven acts for, okay, let's say the people that are not of Hashem, that are pagan, for them to kind of, the light bulb to go on and to realize that, you know, that what they're worshiping is not right?
That's an excellent observation. I've not read it that it's true, but it's in my intuition says that whenever you're connecting to the number six, you're connecting to Zeranpin, to the spiritual level. And whenever you connect to seven, you're connecting to the physical level. Now, you said there were seven plagues in Egypt, but there were actually ten.
Right.
We read seven in one parasha and three in the other. We read three in the parasha of Bo, and we read seven in the previous parasha to Bo. I forget what it's called. I believe it's I'm not sure. I don't remember its name right off the top now. So, but the idea that it takes less of an impact on a person who is not a child of Israel to start their changing to become a child of Israel by first becoming a child of Noah, that process is less intense than a child of Israel who has to correct all of the things that they need to do because their desire to receive is larger. Their desire to receive is what causes all of the changes in the world.
So are you saying that there was more desire to receive when we left Egypt than with now the Babylonians?
I'm saying that the Babylonians that we're talking about back in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, back in the days of Nimrod, had a greater desire to receive than later generations than we have today. Our desire to receive has been lessened. The strongest desire to receive is in the earlier generations.
Okay.
So, verse 358. Ooh, Daniyadu, call Amin de Alma. Tulet Eloha Bar Kudshabarihu. Bil Chodo, Vitu Vidit Kadash Shemeya. Al Yada Dachananya Mishael Yazaria Wikola Behad Yoma Viad Kiti Vihikdishu Et Kadosh Yaakov Wigomer Sitre Torah. I guess I had read that already. It's verse 358. I'm sorry, my computer jumped. Vayered Hashem Lirot Et Hayir Et Hamigdal Dahu Chad Meinun Asar Zimnin Benachata Shekinta We are al kima, who wrote the lahawa, yadamikadmat, dina elali wrote the ashkaha bedina, kada yera Hashem, alechem lishpot. And Hashem came down to see the city and the tower. This was one of the 10 times that the Shekhinah came down to earth. He asked, what did he see that he did not know beforehand? And he answers, to see means to observe with judgment. As it is written, may Hashem see and judge. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I guess he saw that they were trying to make a name for themselves, which they were trying to be like Elohims, I guess. And he saw, I guess he saw the judgment that they brought down on themselves and trying to establish their egos, I guess. I'm not sure about this verse.
What this verse is asking is, Hashem knows everything, correct?
Right, that's my thing.
Hashem doesn't have to come down into the physical world to see what people do incorrectly. He knows what's happening in every area, every person, every soul. So the question that is being asked is, why does the Shekhinah, which is the Malchut level of Hashem, the Malchut level of consciousness, why did it have to come down into the physical world in order to judge what the people of the Tower of Babel were doing. That's the question that's being presented here.
Well, the Shekinah, she protects, and she also I'm not sure.
What the verse is saying, it asks the question, and then it gives the answer by saying, in order for Hashem, who is always merciful, to also include judgment, he has to come into the physical world so that he can evaluate and combine love and judgment to create mercy. In the spiritual world, Hashem is only love. In the physical world, love and judgment can be combined, creating the central column.
So is she considered the central column when she came down? Or is she considered mercy?
Correct. Hashem is considered the central column only when he comes into the world. If he's not in the physical world, he's in the frame of chesed. All he's doing is sharing. He's giving you free will, and he gives you the energy to accomplish whatever your desires are.
Okay.
But there's another level of consciousness that needs to prevail, which is to evaluate, what did you do with the energy? That must come down to the physical world, because in the spiritual world, judgment and love cannot be together. They're separate. They're opposites of each other. Chesed and Geburah are opposites. How can they come together in the spiritual world? The answer is they can't. Although Hashem can override that, and that's what the consciousness of Tiferet is. But here we're being told that in order to affect judgment, when you truly evaluate how do you use the energy, the Shekinah has to come down and manifest in the physical world. We're out of time, so we'll pick up next tomorrow night at this time for verse 359.
Okay, that was a great explanation, by the way. It was beautiful.
Hashem is beautiful. You all have a wonderful 4th of July. Truly enjoy it.
Well, thank you. Everybody's invited. I want to come over here. We have a gathering.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
Bye. Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.